Chinese medicine is approximately 4,000 years old, and it is based on nature and how the body interacts with its own basic nature of how the energy flows through meridian pathways in your body and how that energy is related to your organs and your immune system and every aspect of your physical body. So the Chinese medicine works with Chinese herbs to balance out the yin and yang energies of your body and work internally with the body. And then there is acupuncture, which is the application of very fine stainless steel needles into the meridians to balance the flow of energy through the energy pathways that run from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And then we also do ancient Chinese exercise called Tai Chi and Qigong, which through the movements opens and balances the flow of energy, balances the yin and yang, strengthens your qi and blood flow. And then we also do Chinese massage called Tui Na, which also moves the energy through the meridians and breaks down blockages. And Chinese medicine believes that illness, disease comes from blockages in the flow of energy flowing through your meridians. And we restore health to the body by opening up this flow of qi, vital energy, and restoring health to the body. Whereas in Western medicine, it is more a disease-oriented approach where Western physicians look to eradicate the disease from the body by cutting it out or using drugs. And the way we see Western drugs compared to Chinese herbology and these other Chinese ways is Chinese medicine works to push the symptoms out where Western drugs push the symptoms deeper into the body. So Chinese medicine is healing from the inside out. Yeah, plus Chinese nutrition. So balancing the body based upon whether a food is more yin or yang and whether a person's body is more yin or yang and choosing foods based on that. Plus, for thousands of years, we have believed that the emotions are intimately related to a person's health. And so if someone has too much fear, it injures the kidneys. Too much overthinking injures the spleen. Too much anger injures the liver, etc. And so it's so holistic, not just with all the different techniques we use to bring the body back into balance, but how we look at the body as an integrated whole. Just lost this, but the ancient methods of Chinese medicine have just retained it. And in China, they wanted to give up their Chinese medicine till we as the Westerners went who got into it, and there was a whole revival of holistic medicine in the United States, and Westerners went to China and say, you have to keep your medicine. So there's that tendency to get rid of the old for the new, and we really don't want to throw it out. Right. Well, what we do is, and before I say this, I completely honor Western medicine. It's a lifesaver, and many times the problem with it, it's not the only medicine, and that there are other things, and we all need to honor each other's ways. So I just wanted to clarify that as my viewpoint. But also the pulse diagnosis is we take our fingers and we put our fingertips on the radial pulse near your wrist, and we feel, we press deep and superficial, and we feel how the radial pulse feels under our fingertips, whether it's bowstring, which means it's very tight, whether it's slippery, which is kind of like a pearl rolling underneath, or whether it's tight and it, like a guitar string, or whether it's deep and whether it's feeble or weak. And there's 28 main qualities that we look for when we feel the pulse. And we're not just feeling the pulse across the board as one type of pulse, but we press in three main positions. And when we press in one position that's associated with the lung and large intestines, we press deep and we feel the health of the large intestine. And then we bring our fingertip up a little bit on the pulse, and then we feel for the lung. And then we determine which of the 28 qualities it has, and then we write that down, and we do a whole analysis of the body based upon the different organ positions and how they feel. And then we determine what kind of imbalance energetically a person has based upon this pulse reading.
I just think that it's great because I have found personally that it's so accurate. And the method of healing is just so different, you know, as opposed to like, you know, here's it. I mean, Western medicine has its place, and so I kind of rag on it a little bit, so just kind of forgive my cynicism. You know, but I have a lot of clients, they come and, you know, they'll go to the doctor and they'll say, oh, well, there's nothing wrong with you. Here's an antidepressant. Go home. But if you look at them, I mean, you know, I'm an energy girl, and Chinese medicine is so energetic, and I'm like, well, you know, you have this blockage going on over here, and you have this issue going on here, but Western medicine doesn't address it. But it sounds like this system looks at the body, you know, from a very different perspective, you know, from a point of, well, there's a weakness here. You know, it might not be broken, quote unquote, but it's weak, and so what can we do to strengthen that part? Is that correct?
I completely agree with you. When we go to the Western doctor, we are going for physical medicine. They are checking our pulse, our heart, how our cholesterol is, all these physical aspects of our body. Are we, you know, everything physical. When people come to Chinese medicine practitioners or energy medicine practitioners, we are working with their energetics. That's why it's the other half of medicine. A person can go to a Western physician and be absolutely 100% healthy physically and be a complete mess energetically from everything that's happened in their life, from the stress, from the injuries, from the damage that has happened on their energetic system. And that's why when you come to someone that looks at life from that perspective, you will heal, because many people are very depressed or unhappy or stressed because of what's going on energetically. And until they are treated from an energetic standpoint, they will not heal.
Well, I totally agree with that.
Great.
Sounds like we're on the same page.
I do. I agree, too.
So let me ask you this. So why would someone turn to a Chinese medicine practitioner as a way to heal themselves?
Many times it happens because they're at the end of their road. I can't tell you how many people tell me they're coming as their last resort. They've tried every single aspect of Western medicine out there. And somehow they were telling someone about their problem, and someone said, why don't you try Chinese medicine?
And usually those are the people that end up with the best results, because they're in that place of they need something. You know, they're willing to walk the walk and talk the talk at that point in time.
They are ready. There is a lot to be said for that. That a person has tried everything, and they feel like they will do anything to heal, and they're amazed they're even sitting in a Chinese medicine practitioner office at that point. But that's how desperate they are for healing, and sometimes it takes that level of commitment to change that a person needs to heal. Maybe it's the way they're eating, or maybe it's the way they've been thinking about something, or beating themselves up inside their own head for 40 years that's caused the illness, and that they're unhappy and depressed, and they have no joy in their life. And oftentimes when you get the energy moving with acupuncture, all of a sudden the depression lifts and they start having energy, and then the energy is what heals them.
But, you know, sometimes people have to be in that place, that desperate place, to be even open and willing to make the changes.
Yeah, and that's oftentimes why the whole thing is happening to them. How many gifts and how many openings happen when people hit these walls. Another thing that brings people to Chinese medicine as of late, because of the media, people will learn about it on television or on the radio. Physicians, more and more physicians are finding out from their patients, because so many people are going for alternative therapies, that now the physicians are recommending it to their clients. And in Germany, they just passed a law not too long ago that physicians have to tell their patients about alternatives.
Wow.
Won't that be great when that happens in the United States?
That would be great. So many people are resorting to self-help these days. They have something wrong. They go on the Internet. They do a lot of research. I have very informed clients that come in. It's like, well, you know, I researched all this stuff, and, you know, what do you think?
Exactly. And I can't tell you how many people get so angry with me when they've suffered with something for many years and hit a wall, and then they come, and within a month they're feeling so much better, and they get so angry that no one told them.
Well, would you be open to sharing a miracle story with us? I'm sure you have piles of them.
Yeah, there's just so many about, I'll just tell you one about my sister, Wendy, who did not walk from the age of 2 years of age till she was 14. And I first started studying acupuncture, and I saw a movie where older people that hadn't walked in 10 years got up and walked with acupuncture. And I told my folks about it, and they sent my little sister out to live with me in California. And she had acupuncture every day for a month, with a third-generation, 80-plus-year-old gentleman that was just an amazing acupuncturist. At the end of the month, she started walking again. That was after 12 years of not walking.
Wow. That is a miracle story. That is such a miracle story. Let's see.
I have another one.
Okay.
I had a woman with a tumor, a gynecological tumor the size of a grapefruit, and I treated her for about 6 weeks, and she went and had it removed, but when the doctor went in to take it out, it was gone. And he called me. He called me because he believes in acupuncture, and he said, I am so embarrassed that I did not sonogram her first, because I knew she was having acupuncture, and I knew it could make it go away. And that was his response, which was incredible. So wonderful to have a physician that was so open. And more physicians are working together with us, I have to say. It is getting better. I've also had amazing results with fertility. I have a woman that was in premature menopause. She had one child and wanted more. And she did Chinese herbs and acupuncture for 8 months, and then she did no other intervention because no doctor would give her any hope or work with her. And at the end of 8 months, she was pregnant with twins. She had the twins and then got pregnant with a fourth child. And now, after all that, years later, she went back into premature menopause. The people that do the best are the ones that are there, that they just feel like it's right for them. They just know it. They have this gut feeling about the treatments being what they need. Oftentimes they do. But it really depends on how long they've had the problem. Sometimes it takes 1 month for every year for a person to reverse a symptom that they're experiencing. It also has to do with a person's age and how deep the problem has gone into their energetic system. And how they are in their life. Are they down and depressed and angry? If they are, that will suppress the energy, and we may have to work with that to lift their spirits and lift themselves energetically in order to get that flow happening so they can restore themselves to balance and free flow of chi, vital energy, in their body. But sometimes, even if they've had something for years, during their first treatment, they will go so deep into a state of healing and have an awareness and have maybe even a heaviness and a tingling all over. They may even see pictures of healing happen right in front of them as they lay on the table. They may get very emotional all of a sudden for no reason, and tears come, or they just may feel this wave come over them. Even after having a problem a long time, just having one treatment can be enough to shift their energies, that they start feeling that balance in that whole feeling once again and getting back to that balanced state of well-being. I treat a lot of fertility, autoimmune problems or immune deficiencies, digestive difficulties, lung problems, any kind of respiratory problems, and of course pain, all different kinds of acute and chronic pain, including neck pain, back pain, leg pain, all different, and that's what acupuncturists are best known for. But I also have them do the Qigong, to do the exercises to keep that energy flowing, and sometimes recommend the Chinese herbs, and usually work with them energetically if they need it. Also, they come in for problems of their jaw. Let's say they have tension in their jaw and they have pain and clicking in their jaw, or they have problems from repetitive stress in their hands and their tendons from being on the computer all the time. I treat a lot of athletes that get problems in their shoulders, let's say a baseball player from throwing, or a tennis player with the problems in their elbows. And gynecological problems, problems with amenorrhea, you know, as a lack of a period, or PMS, premenstrual syndrome. I treat a lot of people for stress, and many, many people for anxiety and palpitations. Most definitely they will come, whereas they feel like they're always giving up of themselves to others and always doing everything for someone else and beating themselves up and never feeling like they can walk into a public place and feel good, you know, having those kinds of phobias. There are many people that come in with different symptoms like that that you can't really find a physical cause for. Or depression. People come in for depression all the time, which is something that's very, very hard to work with other methods sometimes. But when their energy gets strengthened, their chi can lift. When we work with the liver energy and the heart energy, the sadness can just melt away and the anger can be released. A lot of times they're holding on to these emotions, and the acupuncture helps them to release it so they can feel more like a relaxed wanderer and be more open and flowing in their lives.
It does sound true.
It is. You just have to try it, and it doesn't even hurt. It's wonderful. They're like skinny, tiny, tiny stainless steel needles that pop in the body so fast, it's painless. And you just go into this state of revelry and peace and connection with yourself. And I play beautiful music and keep you nice and warm and have you do deep breathing, Qigong breathing into your belly to reconnect with yourself. And people can't wait to get to the office, and they don't want to leave. Because and what's so great about it, so many people wait to go away on vacation. You know, work, tension, stress, and then they go away for a week, come back, and work. What's so nice when you take your little trip to the acupuncture office, or and you get a little massage if you can, it's like you decompress yourself, and you take this break, and you take this rest, and it just helps the body stay healthy through that workload, through that time of our life when it is so much to just go to sleep, wake up, do what you have to do, go home, go to sleep, get up again. And we need to take these breaks through taking care of ourselves. And this is one way to do it. And it only takes 20 minutes to have a treatment. And they just expect that. But in America, you know, the American acupuncturists just are doing some great work for people. And we really understand the American energetics and psyche and how we live, and And so we can really understand people on a different level, and American acupuncture has just advanced phenomenally. And of course we've put together Chinese medicine, Korean medicine, acupuncture from France, all these different countries, Korean and Japanese acupuncture techniques. And so, of course, American acupuncture is a conglomeration of a lot of them, but many of us have just focused on the Chinese medicine and dabbled a little in the other. So an acupuncturist in America is usually quite unique. Exactly. As soon as you walk in the door, you feel it. And you have to be ready for that. You have to be able to soften yourself a little bit to feel that. It's very hard to heal if you've got your wall, your big, thick wall up. So sometimes that, you know, I have to be very conscious of what a person is ready for.
And well, you know, but there's no metal tables or paper little dresses for you to wear, so it's got to be better just in that area.
Yeah, it's true. It takes a lot of deep breaths sometimes and a person really feeling like they can trust, because a lot of people are sick because they can't trust themselves or anyone around them, and it's very scary for them. And so I work very slowly with people in that situation, and we love it in our office because we watch people come in that are so guarded and so kind of angry and even mean sometimes, and we love it because we watch them just soften and watch the energy start flowing and watch the love start developing within themselves for themselves, and then they can start sharing that and emitting that on the outside of themselves. And so we just watch the acupuncture softening and energizing and creating this balance of the heart energy, which is just so beautiful, because that's what we all really want in life, is to love ourselves and be able to feel that love for others. But we get
so
contorted and tight and scared, and, you know, it's just so beautiful to walk into an environment where you don't have that. I mean, even if I'm in my office and I get on the phone to do a business call and I see how people treat me, this happened today, the way they treat me on the phone, and I get off the phone and I go in my office and go in a treatment room, I'm like, oh, this is why I love this so much. It has so much flow and so much safety and so much wholeness. And really, we should have life more like this. But if you can get these treatments and get that balance and that inner peace inside of you, when you walk out of the office, you hold that, and you can create that wherever you want. You don't have to take in that negativity and that tension and that hate that's around you. So you really learn to create that balance and flow within you and that positive chi, vital energy. Well, to start with, to connect this with what we've been talking about for the full hour, is qigong, when you practice qigong, which are these very slow movements that are connected to breathing and all the different movements open up your meridian flow and everything. So when you practice qigong, it's like giving yourself acupuncture without needles. So I have my clients, whenever possible, to practice their qigong. It'd be great on a daily basis, but however often they can do it, because it's homework in between treatments for them to open up their flow of qi on their own. So qigong is really energy medicine through exercise, by opening up and balancing the flow of qi and strengthening the flow of blood in your body, balancing your hormones, through balancing your endocrine glands. It strengthens your bones through bone marrow cleansing. It detoxifies any stuck qi in your organs and promotes free flow of the emotions. And it also works to balance your spirit and create this inner peace and tranquility. And qigong, it can be done by anyone, any age. It can be any ability. Someone that's convalescing can do it. Someone that's an athlete can do it. All different levels of ability. And it, too, is 4,000 years old. And it's just a wonderful day to start your day or do it in the middle of the day or before you go to sleep to balance your chi.